It's my distinct pleasure and honor to welcome you to the 65th Annual Phoenix New Year's Convention. It is our prayer that you will be uplifted in spirit, strengthened and resolved to fulfill your covenant of consecration, enriched by your fellowship with those of like precious faith, and blessed by the comfort, counsel, and instruction imparted to us by those serving on this platform at this convention. In discussing what one might say in opening remarks with Brother Don Nusso, who's been with us for about 3 weeks, he suggested that I remind you why you're here. Well, you know, we're quite certain that you didn't just happen to be here, but rather that you made plans to be here. You intended to be here, and specific plans, and that also you had expectations, probably to experience the very things we mentioned in those that first paragraph of our remarks of fellowship and strengthening and uplifted in spirit, so forth. Probably at least one of those, and probably all of them. And it's our desire that your attendance here and participation and the participation of the speakers will eventuate in those that effort of our arranging the convention, that you will have those blessings. Now, the scriptures assert that we are Jehovah's workmanship. Of his own will are we begotten, James 1:18. All our steps are ordered by him, Psalms 37:23. Being upright, we are his delight, Proverbs 11:20. And his eyes are open to us, and his ears are open to our cries, Psalms 34:15. And so, as hymn 89 states, saints are his peculiar care. Every experience, be it trial or blessing, even those things which may seem quite insignificant, are the result of divine care or overruling. So it would be quite appropriate to say that you are here because of, in, or by God's providence. And we appreciate each of you coming to share the blessings of the convention with us and remind those who have been invited to this platform that by their acceptance, they incurred the responsibility to serve you, not with the philosophy of man, but only good and wholesome spiritual food from the Lord's table. Now, we'd like to take just a few moments to discuss God's providences in regard to the arrangements of this convention. You know, we invited the speakers many months ago. We chose the theme months ago. We chose the topics for the studies and the symposium months ago, all before the very recent dynamic changes to the global economic conditions and the resumption of warlike activities involving the nation of Israel. We believe, at least I do, that this has been the hand of the Lord's providence, that the topics and so forth of this convention were selected, because we really believe that some of the discussions and considerations of this convention should be very helpful for us in regard to going through the experiences that lie before us in the world's circumstances. It would seem that the current events are another birth pang, leading toward the full establishment of the mediatorial kingdom. As yet, it is impossible to measure this pang's intensity or duration. Unprecedented and extraordinary actions have been taken to quell and to limit its impact upon the populace and businesses. These efforts have effected only momentary pauses of a continuing downward spiral, unabated, in diminishing credit and employment. The value of homes and retirement savings have been greatly reduced, leaving many unable to sustain a viable existence. The Lord's people are not immune, nor have they escaped the tragedy of these circumstances. Over the years, we've believed that the true church would be taken home and spared the severest of the time of trouble. You know, severity is a relative term. Unless you have another measuring point, you don't know which thing is more severe. You don't know how severe it is. It seems very severe to us. And many brethren have predicted, well, this is it. It's going to be, this is going to be the final birth pang. But it hasn't been so yet. So how far will the church go into the time of trouble in its fiercest part? We cannot know. We're unable to know exactly where we are on the scale of severity. Now, even though we may be yet more impacted by this birth pang or future birth pangs to follow, these events in themselves are not the trials in which we must overcome. These events are not the trial in which we must overcome. Our Master assured us that when we see these things come to pass, our deliverance would draw nigh, be nigh at hand, Luke 21:28. The Apostle Paul admonished us in our theme text to use due diligence in fulfilling our covenant of consecration, Ephesians 5:15 and 16. The parable of vineyard study, which we'll have, Luke 20:9-19, reminds us that we must expect to suffer, to endure suffering. The parable of the master and servant, the other topical study, Luke 17:5-10, instructs us regarding loyalty, which is an essential quality of faithfulness. And the symposium on humility and conduct advises us of the fullness of submission necessary in every aspect of our Christian walk. We must not allow our hopes to be overshadowed by the events of the time of trouble. 1 Peter 4:12. Giving diligence to make our calling and election sure. 2 Peter 1:10. Draw not back from suffering. Hebrews 10:39. Hold fast the profession of your faith. Hebrews 10:23. And humbly submit to every experience of your walk, Micah 6:8. These are the qualities the Lord is testing in us. Not whether we can put food on our table or hold our job, but what does it do in regard to our faith? Does it shake our faith? Do we feel the Lord's out of control? Do we use those words, the Lord is in control of all these things, as a pleasant thought? Or does it really, do we really live by that? Does it mean something to us? It's so easy to say, but hard to do. So these are the qualities that are testing, that the Lord is testing in us. And again, we welcome you. We hope you will thoroughly enjoy the services of the convention. And when we say we welcome you, it's not just one of those casual greetings. If there's anything that we can do to help provide for your comfort, encouragement, ask, and we'll try to be helpful. And I think a large measure of a convention is the fellowship, so make use of those opportunities to speak with those brethren that you don't see every week.